two douchebags, and a microphone pledge, I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe or Jane listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter mile radius.
Here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone, we don't stand behind our journalistic integrity. Go ahead and assume we got the story wrong. At least we admit it. Not like all those other guys, we can and will lie if it makes the story better.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone.
We talk and listen.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Why can't I use my toaster to toast ravioli? Or how about marshmallows? Man, this is bullshit.
This is a voice guy from your favorite podcast, Two Douchebags and a Microphone. People often ask us how they can find us when doing a remote broadcast. One, smell. Go to the city market and start sniffing. Our aroma has been described as a mixture of flea powder for goats, Tabasco sauce, and old sock with dark fuzzy urine. Two, look for the spot absent of patrons. Three, the most telling sign is a crowd of patrons vomiting uncontrollably. Four, just call us at 816-512-7717.
Now, from the makers of the Who Bit My Asshole board game comes the Rob Rad Jigsaw Puzzle. That's right, put Rob back together. This brilliant glossy photo of Rob wearing a loincloth in a rainforest is the perfect stocking stuffer. Order now and get a free butt plug keychain.
Hello, everybody. This is Two Douchebags and Microphone. Thanks for checking us out tonight. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rob.
All right. Okay, Rob, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Actually feeling pretty good lately.
That's good. That's good to hear. I've been feeling pretty good, too.
I'm eating better. I'm sleeping better. Yeah, I mean, so I'm feeling better.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference, doesn't it? I'll tell
yeah.
you.
So, yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I dropped a couple of pounds. I can feel it. I need to drop some more, but when I do, I mean, whenever I drop weight, I feel so much better, and just need to keep doing it, keep at it like I have been. Now, tonight, tonight was the best night for dieting. Me, Topher, his lovely wife, Cindy, and my wife, Val, all went to Jess and Jim's Steakhouse.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
right
so
on.
That didn't help anything very much, you know, a big steak and a big baked potato and garlic toast and beets and salad and, you know.
Didn't that bring back so many memories?
It always does. I mean, I could go to any steakhouse.
I can't wait to go, man, and actually sit down in the dining room.
Yeah. I could go to any steakhouse I wanted around Kansas City if I wanted to, but I want to go there because, one, they have a good product, and two, I just love the nostalgia there. All the stuff that happened, all the crazy stuff, all the fun stuff, all the not-so-fun stuff. Yeah. By the way, I checked on Jim, and you're right, he has passed quite a while ago, and I had no idea. I looked it up. You know how you can look it up on the internet. And
Right.
Yeah. So... You were correct on that, Rob, and it's sad, but you know what? I mean, he had a decent life for as big as he was. He did live quite a while, so, you know.
Well, I knew him outside of work, too.
Yeah.
His youngest brother was a year older than me in school.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I knew that, and they lived right there on Y Highway. Yeah,
that's cool.
You know that curve there on Y Highway?
Yeah, yeah, the supposedly dead man's curve.
No. This is in town.
Oh, in town. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just down from the park.
Okay, I know.
Around.
You're talking about on Y Highway going out of Belton, but it's still in Belton.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that curve. Okay.
Their house used to be right there on the left.
Oh, is it the one that used to have cars? Yeah. That's the one that used to have cars fly through it because people were trash and they missed the curve.
No, actually, their house was on the other side of the road.
Oh, it wasn't the Target house. Okay, the Target house is what everybody ended up.
No, there was a two-story house on the other side of that curve.
Oh, okay. And then
I grew up right down the road.
Okay. And I thought you were talking about the supposed dead man's curve. Remember that old fable that said that?
Oh, dude, I know. I flew around that thing many times.
You could lose it very easily around. It's a very sharp curve on Y Highway accompanying a very steep hill. And the word was back in the day, and this isn't true because I looked it up and asked some of the old timers, but it was an old fable that there was like a pack of teenagers in a car. They were like, I don't know, anywhere from 17 to maybe 20. And they were all smashed. They're drinking bottles of beer. And they missed that curve, smashed into the wall there, and rolled down the hill. And when they found the kids, they all had beer bottles lodged in their throats. Remember that fable?
That's the story I grew up hearing, yeah.
Everybody heard that, but it wasn't true. But it was fun to, like, people go, oh, wow, no shit. They actually had beer bottles in their throats. And they're like, yeah, I know. I know a guy that saw it. You know, he was a paramedic that worked that scene. He said it was horrible. You know, and it grows from there. Everybody throws in their 2 cents and all that. But that was not true, Rob. But it's a hell of a story to tell somebody, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow. I got a little story here that's pretty funny. A United Airlines flight bound for A United Airlines flight bound for Seattle had to divert to Dallas on Friday because of a literal shitstorm. Now, the article didn't say shitstorm. They have an S-T storm. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's shitstorm, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A Redditor blamed dog poop for the diversion on his flight from Houston, attached a stinky photo of his messy fecal matter on a social platform. United Airlines later confirmed the incident to Business Insider. Dog had messy accident in the aisle right in first class. Even better. Plane diverted to DFW. Ground crew spent over 2 hours cleaning carpets with paper towels, the Redditor recalled on a Sunday Post. Smell may be ill. Gate agents keep yelling at passengers and the cabin crew. The smell never quite went away. First class toilet declared unusable as the dog mess was apparently unresolved in there. Oh, so they tried to flush it down the stool and it wouldn't all go down. Food went bad while on the ground, so there were very few snacks left. One commentator on the Post claims to have spotted a woman and a service dog exiting the flight. So she was so embarrassed by the service dog that she left her flight. She didn't even go to where she's supposed to. You gotta love it.
Yep, gotta love it.
All right. Well, Rob, I hand it to you. Top that one.
Okay, I'm...
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Let's see. If a worm could talk, would it be argumentative? I may never know.
Do they make ear condoms? I certainly need them for this garbage. Please remember to go to Cole's dressing room, wait 5 minutes, and scream, "Hey, there's no toilet paper in here!"
up. Things overheard in hell.
Spam. With Spam Helper tonight. How yummy.
I think I'm going to get pretty close here.
Okay.
You remember how you were giving that officer hell in, what was it, Dallas, about having to chase a goat and a peacock all on the same day?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here you go. And this is off KSHB 41.
Oh,
Kansas City.
I know what you're getting ready to talk about, yes.
Dude, this is crazy. A goat is going to need a lift from humans to safely get down from a ledge near the top of a bridge close to Swope Park in Kansas City, Missouri. A handful of onlookers, including KSHB 41 photographer LaAndre Hannon, watched as the goat stood on a small concrete ledge just below the top of the bridge. No one at the bridge had information about where the goat came from or how it managed to get under the bridge.
I've got an update on that story, actually, Rob.
A crew from the Animal Service Division of KC Pet Project was on the scene. This was when it first came out.
Okay. KC Pet Project is right down the road from there, so it's very convenient. But go ahead.
Right. But no, that was the end of the article.
Oh, okay.
Have an update?
Yes. The goat had a chip on it because it was it was adopted by somebody from an animal shelter. So they know whose goat it is. And the last I knew is they haven't responded, but they may have responded by now to come get their goat. But if not, the goat is going to go up for adoption again. And he's a beautiful goat. Did they show a picture of him?
I'm looking at the goat on the ledge where it was. How the hell did he get there?
Nobody knows. That's the thing. There are cameras in that area.
The concrete part, main part of the bridge, goes into like columns.
Yes. Nobody has a
column that's bigger, and it comes down and sets on a ledge that ends up being a big pillar that goes in the water.
I know.
And that goat is at the top of that pillar.
Uh-huh.
How the hell did it get there?
Well, okay, nobody knows. People have checked into this.
There's another picture showing it walking down the concrete part of the main column. So it may have walked all the way down.
I guess. I mean, but was it capable to go through there? I don't know if it was or not. I mean,
it evidently did.
I guess it would have had to have. So, wow.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
That's
it is.
Crazy.
It's going to be interesting.
I just ran across that one today. I was like, oh my God. He was giving that Dallas cop shit.
No, I read that literally right after we got off of the last show. I was like, wow, I could have done two goat stories in a row. But, anyhow. Yeah, interesting stuff. Last I knew, the people hadn't responded, but they know whose goat it is and was, I guess. And, I could kind of claim
it. At least they were able to save it, and it's in good hands.
Yeah, and he's a beautiful goat, too, isn't he?
The picture I'm seeing, he is a good-looking
goat. He's got a nice set of horns on him. He looks healthy.
If you like goats.
Well, I like
my
goats.
My uncle had a goat that he come out of his house one morning to go to work.
Uh-huh.
And that goat was laying on the top of a 65 Mustang.
Oh, okay, yeah. Goats like to lay on cars. They're warm. So, remember the goats in Cleveland? I told you about that story about the...
Yeah. I've been wanting to tell you this story since then. But
So, yeah, those goats proceeded after they ate all the tops out of my red buds to go down to downtown Cleveland, a couple blocks away, Cleveland, Missouri, not Ohio, and sit on every car available. And No, needless to say, the people that came out and saw a goat lying on their hood were not very happy. So, yeah. got a little article here, Rob. Okay, you know, millennials are, they don't like every city, right? They're right. Like really particular about where they live, evidently. So, this is a list of the top 10 cities. These are the metros for millennials, where millennials are flocking to. Okay, and I don't think we really know why.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't think we really know why, because there doesn't really seem to be a rhyme or reason. I mean, maybe it's tech jobs or something. I don't know, but I haven't found anyone that's been able to clarify why this list is like this. But the number go ahead.
Just listening to you on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning a lot more about millennials and Gen Zs.
It's really...
So I'm starting to understand them better. You know what I mean? So this may make some sense.
You see, as much as we heard, we're really not that far off with some of their stuff. We get like the absurd and the stuff all one way and then one the other and all that stuff. But really, most of them are probably just people like us trying to make a living and just, you know, have a happy life. So, so one, the number one market that they're moving into is Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida. 95% millennial moves. So 95% of the people moving there are millennials. 95. Why Tampa?
Wow.
I don't get why Tampa. I mean, do they want to be tropical? Not like in the panhandle of Florida, but like the really tropical area that, you know, doesn't get cold that much. But maybe Tampa's a little bit better on the cost of living, because, I mean, Fort Myers is outrageous, Miami's outrageous, Fort Lauderdale's getting outrageous, Orlando. So maybe it's a part of jobs and rent, maybe.
I have one word.
Okay.
Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. They don't get so many
hurricanes. Why would you move there? They have hurricanes.
I got it.
My opinion.
No. I get it, because that would prevent me from living there, too. I think I'd want vacation home. And number two is Jacksonville, Florida.
Another Florida.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That's number three. Sorry. Jump the gun there.
Oh.
Jump the gun. Number two is Las Vegas, Henderson, Paradise, Nevada area with a 56%.
Okay.
Well, there's a huge difference, 95% in Tampa, and then Las Vegas is 56%. That's well in the 30s off from the first to the second. Las Vegas, I don't know. I mean, are they service industry jobs that they're looking at? And maybe go ahead.
Well, from what I hear, there are quite a few technical jobs out there too.
Then it's probably
as you said, you include like around Henderson.
Yeah, so that would be a
suburb. On the outskirts, and that's where most of the technical jobs are.
You're right. I'll bet you.
Away from Vegas.
You're right. I'll bet you that's what it is.
It's kind of like Kansas City. You got Raytown. You got Grandview. You got Independence. You know what I mean?
You got Overland Park. You got Marion.
You got
Lenexa. Yes, that's true. So a lot of these higher paying tech jobs are not in Kansas City. They're all in Lenexa, Overland Park, Olathe, some in Independence, some in Lee Summit. Yeah, you know, so I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Number three is Jacksonville, like I said, at 54%.
Still back to Florida. I'm trying to figure that out.
Jacksonville, I've not been there very much. I've only been there, I think, one time, if I remember correctly. And I only spent a couple of days there doing a job, and then I left. So I really don't know that much about it. I know that they have a lot of historical places around there. But maybe there's a lot of tech jobs. I mean, I couldn't tell you.
I know it ain't their football team.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Boy, they flushed themselves this year, didn't they? Shoot, boy. Okay. Number four, Nashville, Davidson, Franklin, Tennessee.
I could see that.
Me too. Nashville, there are a lot of jobs. Nashville is one of the up-and-coming metro areas. It's like very quickly populating in a lot of areas. The biggest problem with Nashville, because I've been there enough and for work and play, biggest problem with Nashville is they built a loop interstate over the north part. The south part does not have an interstate that services around the Metroplex. You know, like we have 435, right?
Right.
And 435 is services all areas of Kansas City. Let's say you want to get from Grandview to Independence really quick. Okay, 435. And if not 435, then they have the extension 470 that goes all the way out and then goes up and matches up with 70 over near in Independence. So Nashville doesn't have that south corridor like it needs. So everybody that you talk to that lives there goes, yeah, they really screwed up because they only built the north part of it, and then they just forgot about it or didn't get the funding. I don't know. But it's still growing like crazy. They're going to have to do something, though. They're going to have to come up with a south loop of some sort.
Yeah.
Number five, and this is not surprising at all, Austin, Round Rock, Texas. Austin is a music city like Nashville.
Right.
As a matter of fact, per capita, there may even be more, maybe not as quality, but there are a lot of quality musicians in Austin. But
yeah, there is.
There may be more actual musicians in Austin, Texas. There are a lot of them, and they're at every street corner, and they're all pretty good. I mean, they are kind of like Nashville of Texas, really. And they're a newer city. Their downtown is all new. They got a beautiful river running. I mean, it's a nice place.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see why millennials would flock there. I mean, there's jobs there. There's all kinds of tech jobs. So I get that one. This one, I don't know that much about. I don't believe I've ever been there. And this is Bridgeport, Stamford, Connecticut. Norwalk, Connecticut. At 40%.
Okay. Stamford, Connecticut is where WWE is based out of.
Okay. So there's probably a lot of office jobs there, wouldn't you say? And there's Stamford, the school.
I don't know. I don't know much about that area, so I really don't know what would attract them.
I don't either. I know virtually nothing about it. So, okay, well, whatever.
Other than WWE.
Yeah.
I'd move there just for the WWE.
Oh, hell yeah. although Vince McMahon probably doesn't live there anymore.
Let's not talk about him.
He's been canceled, hadn't he?
Pretty much.
And probably with good reason.
We'll just leave it at that.
Probably with good reason. Okay, number seven, Phoenix Mesa, Scottsdale, Arizona. There's a lot of startup companies there. There's a lot of tech jobs. The weather is good. You know, you don't get cold. You don't get a lot of rainy days. You get a lot of sunshine. So I could definitely see millennials going there. So.
Okay, well, I personally know a couple people that I went to school with that ended up moving out there.
Yeah.
Around that area.
Scottsdale is beautiful. Yeah. And so is Phoenix, but Scottsdale is beautiful, and I can understand anyone wanting to move there, actually.
Scottsdale's more of a retirement area.
It is. And
but it is beautiful, and I can see where the jobs would be. Take care of everybody.
Well, this is what I've always heard about Scottsdale. They say, okay, you're older, you're going to retire. They say that you'll probably live longer out there because they don't have the big storm systems, they don't have the aches and pains like you do here with all the air pressure changes and the barometric pressure and all that. It's a lot easier on your body, therefore they say that you probably live longer out there than you would if you were in the Midwest where our weather's horrible. Do you see what they're saying? And I've heard that for a long time. I've even heard that from someone that we know. I heard that from a doctor. doctor said, yeah, you know, look, it's easier on your body, so you live longer. So a lot of people go out there to, one, enjoy the rest of their life in good weather, two, probably live longer and feel better when you lift. So yeah. I get that. This next one, I've spent a lot of time in this city working. I'm not a huge fan of it. They have the brick town, and that's cool. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they came up with some other areas. But Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I love Bricktown. I love the downtown. They have some pretty nice restaurants around Bricktown and downtown proper and that whole thing. But I don't know. What do you think?
I know. Casinos.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. There's a lot of Indian reservation casinos all around there. Yeah, you're right. Number nine.
A lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get it. You're right. The casinos, a lot of work. There was a lot of energy. Devon Energy, done that job. My God, that job was huge.
Oh, yeah, there is.
What was the other one? There's another energy company that's even bigger than them. Devon has the tallest building. Last I knew, it was taller than any skyscraper in Dallas, and they thought it was funny because they're kind of in a rivalry with Dallas. Dallas looks at Oklahoma City as their dumb little brother. Well, Oklahoma City built this skyscraper bigger than anything in Dallas, and I think Dallas, the last I knew, was working on something bigger than that because they were insulted. But that was a Devon Energy job, and that skyscraper is large. It's a huge skyscraper, but they say that every bit of that skyscraper is EF5 proof.
Wow.
So you could stand up there in the boardroom where I was working at the very top of that thing and watch a tornado hit you, and then supposedly you'd
be EF5.
An EF5 of over 200 mile an hour winds is supposed to be built to sustain all of that.
Well, down there they probably need it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tornado Alley.
Yes. Now, that is what they were saying there. If that's actual case, how would you really know? You know, until it happened. And then if it doesn't work, then, you know, you're probably...
Exactly.
So...
Truth be told, they'll be lucky to make it to an EF3.
It could be, but that's what they were telling us on the job site. They said that this is a different type of building, and whatever. I hope it is. I hope they're right. And I don't think that was chitter chatter. I heard enough of it from people. I think that was what they really thought.
Right.
Number nine, Richmond, Virginia. Been through there a couple of times. Haven't really stopped there very much. I don't know.
One's kind of an odd one, too.
Yeah, it is. 38%.
Especially for millennials.
Oh, they're tied with Oklahoma City, 38%. And then finally, rounding out the top 10 is Raleigh, North Carolina, which I don't know anything about, 37%. Don't think I've ever been there. As far as I know, I'll never be there. I've been to Hickory, North Carolina, which is not very far from it, I believe, but never been to Raleigh.
Well, I would say the tobacco business, but it's kind of dying off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You know, so, yeah, I don't know. You got me on most of these, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand a lot of
them. Well, I was trying to figure them out, so I was like, you know what, I'll just take them on air and we can talk them out like we always do. So.
Yeah, and most of them stump me. I really don't understand why they're going to a lot of these places.
Yeah, me neither. So, anyhow, let's come back. Let's take our first break. And I have some did you knows you might be interested in, Rob. But after your story.
Oh, right on.
Okay, we will.
Oh, Lord, that man just sawed a puppy in half.
Hey there, don't worry, I have a clown nose.
Oh no! That drunk guy just hit my child!
It's okay, I have a clown nose.
Clown nose, just put one on and you can do anything. Want to run for office? Murder people in public? Just grab a clown nose and bam, everyone laughs.
Clown noses are sold at gag stores online and pedophile conventions. Grab one today and make magic happen.
Hello, this is Satan. You might know me from my pet name, Inflation. I'm here to tell you that there's no better way to relax than listen to Two Douchebags and Microphone by a nice warm fire at night. I sit there and I reflect on all the souls I burned that day. Enjoy.
As much fun as an electric can opener to the scrotum, Two Douchebags and a Microphone.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
Don't be ashamed of who you are. That's your parents' job.
Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. That's right. Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. Make that girl. Chew off your balls. You want to fuck shit up? You want to fall across America? Brick Shithouse is for you!
Please enjoy Brick Shithouse Energy Drink responsibly. It's not readily available anywhere because of liability issues.
And we are back. This is Two Douchebags and Microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Okay, Rob, you got something you want to go into here?
Did you want me to go into the big one?
No. That's going to be for the...
No. Okay, well, yeah, I got something else.
Are you talking about the wrestling roundup?
Yeah.
No. That's going to be its own segment. Yeah. Yeah, we put that at the last. That way, if someone doesn't like wrestling, okay, they don't have to listen to it. So...
All right. I have another little story here, and okay, it's another sad story. We've lost somebody else in the music industry.
Oh, no.
DJ Snare, a founding member of Firehouse, died at the age of 64.
He was the singer, wasn't he?
The rock band announced on social media Sunday. The lead vocalist, who was expected to return touring this summer after his recovery from abdominal surgery, passed away unexpectedly at his home Friday night. Mm-hmm.
They thought that
he
was fine.
TMZ's first daughter, Heather, told the outlet that her father suffered cardiac arrest after a long journey with cancer. Mm. Wow, I did not know that.
Well, a lot of times, chemotherapy is so hard on your body that people do have heart attacks because it's so hard on their body.
And
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that DJ Snare had cancer even.
No, I did not either.
Yeah, but I guess they were still touring and they were still together and everything. I had no idea.
Yeah, actually, they were about to go on tour again this summer.
Yeah. They must only go to bigger markets. They don't come by Kansas City, Camdenton, Price. You know, they probably go to the top 15 markets because those can sustain that kind of a concert. You know, where Kansas City, there'd be like 200 people interested in it. New York, there might be like 2,500 people interested in it. So naturally, they're going to go to New York or New Jersey. A lot of them go to New Jersey, and the New York people make a trek down. So, you know...
Well, to be honest, the older I get, the more I get into Firehouse. I always kind of liked them. They always had a good song.
They were a victim of an overplayed ballad.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
And nobody really listened to the rest of their stuff.
No one really took them seriously. They were ballad rock right before grunge came out. It was timing with the victim of the ballad rock, and that's when the ballads would be on the charts for fucking 2 years. And if there was any good songs on the album, you wouldn't know it because you never heard them.
Right.
And I'm talking about that Love of a Lifetime or whatever song. not a very good song, but they could not keep it off the damn turntable on any rock station. Rock Radio America, every damn rock station around was playing that. And it's like, man, if they had any good songs, you'd never know it. So, all right, thank you, Rob. Is that the end of that one?
Yeah, that was it.
All right, like I said, I have some did you knows I think you'll probably like, and hopefully the people out there will like too. Okay, Rob, did you know no number before 1,000 contains the letter A? And I tried to go through it, and I think they are correct on that. Because then it would be 1,005, 1,006, you know. I think. Wait a minute, I'm trying to think of how that would work. You know what, I don't know. Forget it. I have no idea how that would work.
Dude, I've had a long day. You're thinking way too much for me right now.
No, you're right. Okay. Did
that
you know?
Shit I did all day at work.
You don't need to do it out here, right?
Right. I've been off for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, decompressing. Did you know Sudan has more periods than any other country in the world? I don't think there's any way I should have known that, do you?
No, I wouldn't have had a clue.
Yeah. Did you know that the circulatory system is more than 60,000 miles long in a person?
I knew it was long. I didn't know it was that long.
60,000? Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot longer than I thought it was. I thought it was maybe like a couple thousand.
Yeah, that's... It seems insane, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
Okay.
Did that say your intestines are a long hell?
Now, this next one...
That's just... Wow.
This next one is odd, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it, but I have heard it before, and I believe it to be true, but I'm going to find out why. The Pope cannot be an organ donor. So, if his son, or no, wait, they're celibate, aren't they? If his brother...
Yeah, they're supposed to be celibate.
Yeah, okay, if his brother needed a liver... or a kidney or something, he couldn't do it because he cannot be an organ donor.
I have heard that.
I'm going to look at up why. I'm going to look up, I didn't get a chance to because I had a lot of stuff going on today besides yard work. Okay.
I have heard that.
Yeah, I have too. I believe that's true. I've heard that enough, I think. Well, I'll look it all up and I'll give a report on it. Okay. The world's longest concert lasted 453 hours. Well, we know it wasn't Vince Neil doing it.
Was it Woodstock?
Might have been. It didn't say.
Woodstock? No. Woodstock was all...
Was
like
what?
3 days.
Oh, 3 days. Yeah, that's right. I'll have to look that up, too, and find out what event it was. Did you know that, and I did know this, it's impossible to hum while holding your nose?
No, I did not.
I'm gonna try
it
right now. It doesn't work.
I did not know that.
Yep, and I just confirmed it. All right. Did you know that Africa, I did know this too, actually. Africa is the only continent in all four hemispheres. We learned that in school. I think you did too, probably, Rob.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it took me a minute for it to flash back, and I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, yep. Okay, did you know that all mammals get goosebumps? I don't think there's a reason I should have known that.
I have heard that.
The thing I'm saying is there's probably not a reason we should know that, right?
True.
But I do think it's true. Okay. Next
If you think about it, mammals have hair. They have pores.
And we're warm-blooded.
That's where the goosebumps come from.
Yeah, and being warm-blooded, naturally, you're going to have a reaction to the cold. So, yeah, I get it. I get it. It makes sense. Did you know that Japan has one vending machine for every 40 people? Actually, I did know that. They are vending machine crazy over there. They sell eggs in vending machines. They sell socks in vending machines, underwear. I mean, Japan loves vending machines. They just love going up there.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, you could buy, you could probably even buy sushi in a vending machine over there. I'm not for sure. Anyhow, yeah. So, I believe that.
I don't see why not. It's not cooked anyway.
Now, I looked this up, and this was true, Rob. This is going to sound really absurd. Did you know that McDonald's once made bubblegum-flavored broccoli? It was,
no, I did not.
It was designed to get kids to eat their vegetables. It was like their whole campaign. It's quite a while ago. I think it might have been in the 70s. It lasted about a week, and I think the guy was fired that came up with it. So, yeah. Yeah. So, I didn't know this. Finland has more saunas than cars. Did you know? Finland has more saunas than cars.
No.
Yep. Next one.
Well, I'm flocking to Finland, man.
Yeah. Going to a sauna with no cars around. Did you know the longest time someone has spent holding their breath underwater is 24 minutes and 37 seconds? How in the fuck is that possible?
How? How?
Would you just like, would you die of no air? Because, like, if someone's dead over, like, 3 minutes, you're, oh, there's going to be brain damage. Right?
Man, I'm lucky to hold my breath
for 2 seconds,
minute,
like me.
Minute and a half.
Yeah. What the?
But that's after years of smoking too. So you know.
Well, yeah, but do you see what I mean? Over about
that's
3 minutes,
crazy.
Then they're assessing how much brain damage is going to be. They bring somebody back like maybe 5 minutes later. And they're like, yeah, we brought him back, but he's probably going to have some brain damage because his brain didn't have oxygen for 5 minutes. So how in the hell can someone hold their breath for 24 minutes and 37 seconds and not have brain damage? What's the difference?
Wow.
I guess I'll look that up, too. So.
Yeah.
Did you know that bats are the only flying mammals? Yes. Yep, that's an easy one. Did you know that tomatoes are a fruit, not a vegetable? Yes, we knew that.
Yeah.
Did you know that Chihuahuas are the smallest dog breed? I figured, but I didn't know that. I kind of thought that.
They're also the biggest pain in the ass.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they
other than Golden Lab. No, I take it back. Golden Lab, then Chihuahua.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, Chihuahuas think they're 10 foot tall and they live by it. They don't care. They will not back down. They will fight the biggest.
And young Golden Labs eat anything in sight. So
will Black Labs. Because I've had enough Black Labs, yes. Did you know that Buzz Lightyear's original name was Lunar Larry? I actually knew that. Don't ask me how.
I just read that today.
Oh,
I
wow.
I just read that today.
How weird, then I all of a sudden come up with it.
That's crazy.
This next one, I think I knew this at one time, but I'm not for sure. But did you know that a chicken once lived for 18 months without its head?
What? 18 months without it?
I'm going to have to look up on that one, but all the stuff that I did read,
That one needs fact check.
Yep. This next one I did know, and the name of the animal is Rosie.
Come on, Facebook. Get on it.
I'll have to look that up and report it tomorrow. Next one. Did you know that a sheep was the first animal to be cloned? Yes, her name was Rosie.
Yeah. Yeah, that I knew.
That was an easy one.
We were growing up when that happened.
Yeah, that was our lifetime. We remember that well because we were already adults and when that happened. It was probably, what, maybe 15 years ago? Something like that? Maybe a little bit longer, maybe a little bit less. I think about 15 years ago. Okay.
It was like 20, 30 years ago, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I'll have to look. Oh well. Did you know that a mile is 5,280 feet long? Yes, I did know that. Did you?
Yep.
Now, this one, I did not know, because how could we know? These are such a weird fucking animal, nobody knows anything about them. A platypus sweats milk.
Now, what?
A platypus sweats milk.
I had no idea.
How could we? Nobody knows anything about
platypus. I know they are cool animals, but I did not know that.
And if anyone's wondering, we're talking about a duck-billed platypus. That's what we're talking about. A duck-billed platypus is like their long name, but they're actually just platypuses, but people put on duck-billed to describe them. So.
Now, actually, they got them down in like Louisiana and Florida.
Yes, they do.
In the rivers. Yeah.
They're odd creatures. Nobody really seems to know that much about them.
But they're cool as hell.
They are cool. They're just very odd. So.
Yeah. And the rule is you don't mess with them.
That's what I heard. I heard they can be really mean if you screw with them.
Yeah. I actually been watching them on X-Men lately. Into where they went down on the rivers in Louisiana and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rule on the river. You see a platypus, you leave. You don't mess with the platypus.
Oh, it's that vicious?
Well, no, it's not much welcome. You don't invade on their territory.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. Their territory.
Yeah, I think they're getting to be in danger or something. I don't know.
What a shame.
But yeah, you know, that's the rule on the river. You don't mess with the platypus.
Okay.
Get away from it.
Wow.
You move on.
Okay. Okay. Learn something every day. Don't mess with a platypus. All right.
I just learned that the other day.
Okay. You got me on that. Okay. Next one. Did you know that bananas glow blue under a black light? No, I didn't know that. Did you?
Never ate a banana under a black light. Nope.
Me neither.
Didn't have a clue.
Never had a reason. Was never that stoned, I guess, right?
Evidently. And banana would not have been my first munchie, just saying.
Me too. Zingers, any type of Little Debbies. Let's see, what else?
Nachos.
Yeah. Oh, those
Doritos. Doritos, especially back then.
I got one for you, and you tell me if this jives with you or not. Okay. The peanut butter and cheese square crackers in the little package.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, those things were miracle
workers. Dude, I'll grab a package or two and take it to munch on for, like, breakfast.
Oh, hell yeah. Those things are delicious.
At work, you know.
Yeah. The reason I remember them is because I saw a big pack of them in a store today, and I was like, oh, wow, they still make those.
Yeah, they do.
Very cool. Almost got them, but I decided not to. It's like one more thing I could
they
eat
make
around the house.
Little snacks, especially for kids, you know.
Oh, yeah, kids love
and,
them. I mean,
and that's butter. Over, kids.
Anything with cheese and peanut butter, how can you go wrong?
Right? Yeah, really.
All right, next one. And I knew this because this is a big story probably about 20, 25 years ago. A woman in the United Kingdom called the police when her ice cream didn't have enough sprinkles. And she raised hell with the store, and they kept telling her, lady, get the fuck out of here. You're not getting any more sprinkles, because they were like, you know what? You've been a rude bitch. We're not gonna succumb to your demands. And then when they didn't, she called the police, and the police promptly came down there and arrested her for disturbing the peace and a lawful something or other. So, yeah, I did know that, and she deserved it, didn't she?
Actually, once you start talking about it, I vaguely remember something about that.
It was in the news a couple of days, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember it. Same
here. Got no sprinkles. I remember that.
Okay, this next one's very believable because Russia is so huge and massive. Russia has 11 time zones.
I can believe it.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. This next one, I didn't know and I didn't want to know. Japan released sushi-inspired Kit Kats, as in the chocolate bar, wafer.
Did not know that.
Me neither. There's no reason for me to know that, and there's no reason for me to ever even take interest in that. Ugh. Okay. Next one. Comets smell like rotten eggs, so comets fart. All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Comets are gassy, and gas is a fart. So comets fart. I'm putting it all together now. There we go.
Yeah.
There you go. You guys know.
You got it.
Comets fart.
You are so smart, man.
Thank you. I try. I try to better mankind.
I know you do.
I try to better mankind.
Hey, you're a lot better than I am.
I don't know about that. You're smart on your stuff. I'm smart on my stuff.
Yeah. Well, you ain't seen me with... Yeah, wait till you bring my equipment. You'll see how stupid I am.
I'm telling you, dude. You know what? I'm just going to shut up about it. I'm just going to come down there and go, here, Rob, here's how you do it. And you're going to go, oh, fuck. You are. You're going to go, get out of here, man. I already got it done. So... The only thing you need to know is how to do the effects. You know, I do the low voices and the high voices, like
Satan, or
the alien that does the strange insults. Yeah. There's different features on this program here that you can do that in, and it's the best way to do it. It's the most timely, and it sounds good enough to do it. You know, there's other stuff.
Honestly, I can't wait to play with it.
At first you're gonna lose a couple of weeks in it like I did. It's like there's all these little different features and stuff. It's really cool. And mine is audio tonic. It was
means I'm gonna use my 2 weeks vacation right off the bat.
Yeah. Audacity is not Odyssey like the radio group. Audacity is the program. But Audio Tonic was rebuilt for Windows 10. I have Windows 11 on here, but I discovered that Audio Tonic jives better with Windows than Audacity does. And most people use Audacity, but I use Audio Tonic. There's only a slight difference. The one I'm giving you is Audacity software, okay? But it works virtually the same. So anyhow.
As long as it gets me by, that's all that matters.
It will.
Once
you learn it, I think Audacity has a few more features than Audio Tonic. I think Audio Tonic was rebuilt to take out the features that was buggy with Windows is what happened. So, okay. Anyhow, next one. Let's see. Where the hell was I? Oh. Here's one. Captain Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch. That is cool.
I had no reason to know that.
Me neither, but isn't that cool? His real name
is
Horatio Magellan Crunch.
That is cool.
Whoever came up with that was stoned, I guarantee you. Next one. Bees can fly higher than Mount Everest. I'll tell you why they can. They go up the mountain and jump from one to another.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it. I think it's very believable. And I already knew this, and you knew this too, Rob. Guaranteed. Vatican City is the smallest country in the world. Yeah, it's the smallest sovereign country. Oh, no, no, no. What about Sealand?
Sealand.
Wait a minute. This is outdated. I think
it is.
Yep, Sealand is it.
And we have proof of that.
Hey, Rob, I got a question for you. Who is the official podcast of Sealand?
Two douchebags with a microphone.
Rah, rah, rah. Oh, hi, Opal. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Jimmy. Love you guys.
Hi, Grandma. Hi, Jimmy.
Rah, 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 Dodge City. Love you guys. Woo-hoo!
We need an email. Make sure everything's all right.
Yeah, he has not emailed me ever since then.
I haven't heard from you guys in a while. I'm starting to worry.
I'm starting to worry, too, like maybe something happened. I don't know. So, guys, come on, email me. It would have to be Jimmy. So, Jimmy, break me an email. Let me know you're okay. Break me off one. Let me know that Opal's okay. Okay. I feel like I know them, don't you, now?
Yeah, I'm starting to get worried here.
Yeah, me too. I mean, they feel like friends, and I mean, I want to know that they're okay. I mean, I like them. The whole fact that an 80-some-year-old woman would be listening to us and her grandson.
Right. That's amazing.
That gives me tingles. I love that. That's great. That's why we do this.
That tells you how much Jimmy knows Grandma Opal.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Grandma, you're going to like these guys.
That's the epitome of why we do this, man. That's why we don't talk politics. Yeah. That's how come we don't talk too overly scientific. It's because we just want to make people grin and laugh, and that's it, man. Nothing wrong with that. There's a need for that in America right now. So, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know this. President Theodore, not Franklin, Theodore Roosevelt had a pet hyena. I think that's what
that
he called.
I knew.
He called his
that
penis.
I knew.
He called his penis that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know.
Hey,
I thought
you were. No, he found a young intern. He goes, "Hey, you want to go pet my pet hyena?" And then of course they said, "Yeah," and then he had him trapped in the room, right? Okay, maybe not.
Well, I always heard he had hyenas.
You didn't know it was for his wiener. Okay, next one here. Moving right along. Sorry I trashed you.
I feel like an idiot right now.
Okay. The Hollywood sign, the big one, you know, up above on the hills.
Yeah.
The sign used to say Hollywoodland. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it did? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes.
This next one I knew, everybody knows. Peanuts are not a type of nut. Did you know that blue whale tongues can weigh as much as an elephant? Son of a bitch, how they keep that in their mouth? You know what? I better stop there. We're on 53 minutes, and you got to get to your wrestling. I'm going to read the rest of them off later. We're at 53 minutes and we haven't taken our second break, and you need to get to the wrestling roundup. So let's go ahead and cut this bitch off right now, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. That sound good, Rob?
All right. I mean, I'm fine, but yeah, we can do it.
I mean, do you want me to keep reading them off?
How many you got?
Oh, shit. I got about 20 more. I'll read off a couple more.
Yeah, read off a couple more, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. Okay, let's see, blue whales. Skin is the body's largest organ. I didn't know skin was an organ, did you?
Actually, I did hear that.
I didn't know that.
The skin is a living organism.
Okay. All right. Next one. Did you know that the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland? Didn't know that.
Yes, I have heard that too.
Damn, you know all these ones. I might have known them at one time and forgot them. I don't know. But anyhow. Yeah, some of these I've been
back. No, this is just stuff that I've
you're browsing
the podcast.
You're browsing the internet for stories, and you I increase my knowledge base by a lot too, just by, and probably my bullshit stuff too, because I'm sure that not all of it is true that I read. So. So anyhow, next one. Fingernails grow faster than toenails. Well, I never looked at them both long enough to tell. So, okay.
Never really cared. All I know is I gotta cut them when they need it.
Exactly. And I don't time them either.
I don't keep track.
5 days ago, my finger was 1/10 of a millimeter on my fingernail, on my index finger. My thumb toenail is only grew 1/100 of the whatever. Okay, anyhow. All right. Did you know that giraffe tongues are 20 inches long? No, didn't know that. Did you?
No, I knew they were long. I just didn't know how long.
I knew this. Did you know that shrimp's hearts are located in their heads?
Yep. Yes.
Because after that, all you got's a shit tube, right? That's about it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. The largest continent in the world is Asia. Did you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also knew this, because Tyreek calls himself after it. The fastest animal is a cheetah. We knew that.
Yeah.
Did you know? There's a planet made almost entirely of diamonds, and I'm sure some fucknut from here is trying to figure out how to get there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I forget what planet it is.
It doesn't say, but I mean, I'm sure it's got to be named. I'm going to go ahead and name it right now, Rob. I'm going to name it Ruby.
There you go.
Ruby. There we go. Just to throw people off. Like, man, what is this planet? Where's this planet named Diamonds? You know, that has diamonds in it. It could be Ruby. It's named Ruby. All right. Next one. Rhode Island is the smallest state in the United States. Yep, knew that.
Yep. Had to pass that. It passed sixth grade.
Yeah. Australia is home of the Great Barrier Reef. Did you know? Yeah, knew that. This next one, I don't know if I knew. It sounds like something I would have known at one time. The largest animal in the world is a blue whale. And that's where the tongues that weigh more than an elephant. Well, there you go.
Yes.
I knew this because I've seen them in person do this up in Alaska. Sea otters sleep while holding hands.
Yeah, you've been on enough cruises.
Yeah. Sea otters sleep while holding hands. I knew that. They are very neat creatures. They're very charming, fun-loving, beautiful creatures. I think sea otters are just awesome. So, anyhow, let's take our second break and come right back with Rob's Wrestling Roundup. That sound good?
Hey, look. I think we found land. Oh, my God. I think we're safe. Oh, no. It's the island of horrible jokes.
What do you call an angry carrot? A steamed veggie.
Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. That's right, Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. Make a girl. Chew off your balls. You want to fuck shit up? You want to fall asleep across America? Brick Shithouse is for you!
Please enjoy Brick Shithouse Energy Drink responsibly. It's not readily available anywhere because of liability issues.
Hi, all. This is Chicago. I am the most dangerous city in North America. You can't touch me.
Oh, yeah? This is Kansas City here. Hold my beer, bitch.
Two douchebags in a microphone, raw and uncensored. See Behind the Smoke Show. Watch as the douchebags get stung by a swarm of bees. Enjoy one of many coffee houses ordering our heroes out. Watch Mark revisit Clinton, Missouri to claim his innocence for all the mad shitter accusations.
I'm not the mad shitter.
Act now and get both high-quality DVD sets and a free douchebag calendar. Mark off the day with a douchebag looking at you. Supplies are limited, so act now. Tomorrow morning, while grinding your coffee beans for your double mocha latte, remember to not get your genitals caught in the grinder. It really hurts, and who can afford plastic surgery? Stay safe, everyone. Next time you take a dump, listen to Two Douchebags and a Microphone. It's been proven in laboratory rats to relax your anal canal. Get in comfort.
And we are back. This is Two Douchebags and a Microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
And so, we have some unfinished business here, Rob, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, Rob, we turn to you for the Rob's Wrestling Roundup.
Now we go to Rob Rad's Wrestling Roundup, the Wrestling Rundown for the week.
Talking about Sunday night. Night 2 of WrestleMania 40. First match, we had Seth Rollins against Drew McIntyre, which has been a long time coming.
Cool.
And this match was back and forth. It was a hard-fought match, which everybody knew it would be. It just said Seth was injured. While Seth was in a tag team match with Cody Rhodes just the night before against Roman Reigns and The Rock. Seth's knee had been injured. Seth's known to have a bad back. Well, at this match last night was too much. Drew McIntyre took the win to win the World Heavyweight Championship.
Okay.
But while Drew McIntyre was in the ring celebrating, he got to Malvin CM Punk, who was on commentary.
Cool.
CM Punk dropped Drew McIntyre. That Drew McIntyre out.
He threw him out, or did he kick his ass?
No, he dropped him. He was down. He was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was hurt.
Okay.
Well, he was wore out from the match with Seth. And CM Punk had been sitting there the whole time, fresh, coming in, just took him out. Well, that's where the surprise happened.
Okay.
There happens to be this thing called Money in the Bank.
Okay.
Which every year they hang a briefcase. It's a pay-per-view called Money in the Bank. They hang a briefcase above the ring, and it's a ladder match, and they have so many contestants in it, and whoever can climb that ladder and grab that briefcase, there is a contract to any championship match you want in that briefcase, and you can pull it out at any time. Well, this last year's Money in the Bank winner was Damian Priest of the Judgment Day. After CM Punk took out Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest come down capitalize on Drew, and now Damian Priest is the World Heavyweight Champion.
Okay.
So Drew McIntyre didn't even get to walk out of the ring with his belt.
Wow.
It sucked. Well, there was talk about he might leave the company after that. Well, he signed a new contract. Drew McIntyre ain't going nowhere. That's just an update.
Yeah, he'll probably be champion again, too.
Yeah, our next match was Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. It was a very back and forth match, which a lot of people figured it would be. It was a hard fought, but Io Sky took out Bayley's knee, and Bayley just could not build momentum after that. And Io hit the rose plant on Bayley for the win to retain the belt.
Wow, okay.
Next up, we have LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Okay.
This was a battle. This is a battle. This was an end of a feud match. These two have been going at it. Both brought it. They really did. But AJ came up short. LA Knight was the winner, which happens to be his first WrestleMania.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Won his first WrestleMania match. That's cool. Okay, our fourth match of the night. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. It was a triple threat match. And this match was back and forth. It was a typical threat match, you know, typical match. You know, two guys took on each other while one sat back. You know, it was a good match. It was a good match. But then, fellow YouTuber, I Show Speed, is I guess what his name is. I didn't know him.
Okay.
Pulled Logan Paul out of the ring as Randy Orton was about to attack him, which gave Logan time to recover, and Logan come back up, delivered a frog splash onto Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul retains his belt.
Okay.
This, and our fifth match of the night. This was a pretty cool match, man. This was a cool match. Okay, this was a new group called The Pride, which is Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford, which used to be known as Street Profits, but they also teamed up with Bobby Lashley. Now they're called The Pride. They went up against a new team called The Final Testament, which is Okam, Karrion Kross, and Rezar. This was a good match. But here, we got a couple things here, though. Bubba Ray Dudley was the special guest referee from the Dudley Brothers. The old hardcore Dudley Brothers, you remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked them.
Oh, yeah, they were great. They were great. ECW days, you know. Snoop Dogg was on commentary.
Awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. This was a very fun match. It was just a major brawl through the whole match.
Uh-huh.
foot to wind it up, Bobby Lashley hit Karrion Kross with an inverted DDT onto a chair.
Uh-huh.
Angelo Dawkins followed that up with a vintage Dudley, what's up? You remember that move where he come off the top rope?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, then Bubba Ray called for the table. And Montez Ford from the top row delivered a frog splash that drove Karrion Kross through the table for the win. The Pride were victorious.
Oh, wow.
That was a fun match. That was a fun match.
That does sound like it.
It was. Okay, now for the final match of WrestleMania 40.
Oh, this is the one you told me about.
The biggest match of the night, of the weekend. It was the challenger, Cody Rhodes, son of the famous American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has had the belt 1,316 days.
Wow.
Well, if you remember right, night one.
Now, how long did he have it again?
1,316 days.
Is that the record?
He's held it the longest ever.
Wow. Okay.
Well, after night one, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins went against Roman Reigns and The Rock. Roman Reigns and The Rock won. If Cody would have won that match, it would have been a one-on-one. He did not, so it was a bloodline rules match, which means no disqualification.
Mm-hmm.
Match went on. The Bloodline's Jimmy Uso interfered.
Uh-huh.
His brother Jey Uso, who beat him the night before, took him out.
Okay.
Then their younger brother, Solo Sikoa, who's part of the Bloodline,
uh-huh,
jumped in. And he was encountered by John Cena.
Nice.
Well, that brought out The Rock.
Even nicer?
His new nickname is Final Boss. Well, since the tag team match the night before, Mr. Seth Rollins come out in his Shield gear, which the Shield was Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and a gentleman they called Dean Ambrose, who is now Jon Moxley in the AEW. They are no longer, they split up and everything. Well, Seth Rollins was taken out by Roman Reigns.
Uh-huh.
There was another surprise appearance. The Undertaker appeared in the ring, chokeslammed, and took out The Rock. Cody Rhodes pinned Roman Reigns to be the new undisputed Universal Champion.
Wow.
Cody Rhodes, this was to finish off Cody Rhodes' story, as he called it. It's his family's dream. Think about everything Dusty Rhodes did for the wrestling industry.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
His brother, Dustin Rhodes, a.k.a. Gold Dust. He hasn't been the greatest in the ring, but he is great in the back. Plus, he can be great in the ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He just, But Cody, he, it's like he was born for this.
Cool.
And everybody's done it. And tomorrow night, since we're running so late, tomorrow night, I have a story of something that happened backstage after Cody won this match, and it is kind of emotional.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell this story. I about come to tears after I read it.
That sounds good, man. Cool. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Tomorrow, part three. Now, the really good descriptions, Rob.
Well, tomorrow night is just a little story of what happened after Cody got backstage as a little celebration.
That's cool.
Something from the WWE.
Okay.
The company did this for me.
Sounds
very
cool.
Very special.
All right. Sounds good, Rob. Thank you.
What else you got, buddy?
I think that's about it. We're at 1:15, and I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and let you go to bed because we're getting dangerously close to 10 o'clock, and I know you got to get up early.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at
9:28
right now, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're still a half hour away.
My alarm goes off at 5.
Exactly, that's why I'm saying you probably need to hit.
And then we got to do this again tomorrow.
Yep, so we will continue this ball of wax tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. Everybody, have a good night. Good night, assholes.
Good night, assholes.
Oh no, looks like the show's over, kids. Mark has explosive diarrhea and can't afford a wireless mic. Fear not, assholes, they'll be back invading your ear holes soon. Oh no, looks like the show's over, kids. Mark has explosive diarrhea and can't afford a wireless mic. Fear not, assholes, they'll be back invading your ear holes soon.